Good Day program at 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn. Doug is in Washington looking at the skyscrapers and the sun on the windows here in Washington.
Beautiful.
So, Washington, you're in my favorite American city. Washington is my second favorite American city.
Really, LA is your favorite city?
I like the feel of Los Angeles. I really do. I wouldn't want to live there all the time, especially if I want to be around this weekend. This weekend, it's Carmageddon.
It's all we hear about, Carmageddon.
Well, they're going to make a lot of the radio stations, television stations, the media will have a field day with this. I was talking to my son last night about a number of things, and one of the things, he's working this weekend over on the other side, so he said he's going to call me this afternoon as he goes up over what we call the pass. Those of you who know Los Angeles, you know the area in question on the 405 is between the 101 and the 10.
Right, it's divided. Kind of divides the valley from the west side.
Right, exactly. Mulholland is on the top of the hill, and so you are going to have this incredible mess, this nosh, if you will, that is so typically Los Angeles anyway. If you're going to Santa Monica, Venice Beach, you better already be there.
Right.
Otherwise, oh, my God, forget about it. So the city of Los Angeles, everybody around the country, as a matter of fact, there was an article I saw on one of the British papers that I look at about this. People who know Los Angeles all over the world love Los Angeles, even though it's full of crazy people and silly things going on there. I thought the silliest was the mayor enlisting a lot of celebrities to try to tell people what was going to happen. So, Michael, the mayor first. We have the mayor, right? The mayor.
Villaraigosa,
whatever his name is here to warn or admonish or instruct to the citizens of Los Angeles as to how to deal with a closing of the 405 this weekend.
From Friday night at midnight to Monday early morning, Los Angeles will be shutting down a 10-mile stretch of the 405 between the 101 and the 10 freeways. This will help us build the last remaining gap of the I-405 carpool lane network. When completed in 2013, this project will provide commuters with a continuous carpool lane from Orange County all the way to the San Fernando Valley.
Wow.
Saving commuters a minute per mile in the carpool lanes or 10 minutes a day saved over the Sepulveda Pass.
That's amazing.
How long is this going to take to finish?
What did
he say?
It's going to take a while. But you want to know the real outrage here?
Right.
So there's a new, we have these carpool lanes all throughout this state.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Well, now they've decided, since traffic is such a nightmare and they've run out of funds to widen all of our freeways and create bridges and all these things, they've decided that they're going to charge people to drive in the carpool lane. So now you can drive in the carpool lane for free if you have someone else in the car with you. But if you want to drive in the carpool lane by yourself, you can get a pass and it's automatically going to click how many miles. And you can pay up to between $6 and $12 a trip, depending on how far you drive in the
car. And then that lane will get just as clogged up as the rest of them. Hello,
exactly. Yeah. We want to go green. Let us carpool.
All right. So Carmageddon this weekend, the 405 gets closed down. Here's Eric Estrada, who was enlisted to help, along with some other celebrities, spread the word about
CHP.
What's going to happen. Yeah, well, listen to him. This is really pretty interesting.
Hi, I'm Eric Estrada, and I'm here with real motorcycle police officers to remind you that the weekend of July 16 and 17, a 10-mile stretch of the 405 freeway will be closed from the 10 to the 101 freeway. Half of the Mulholland Bridge will be torn down as part of a major 405 improvement project. So plan ahead, avoid the area, or just stay home.
Wait a minute. They're tearing down the bridge. Where are they going to put up in its place?
That's the first
this
time
weekend. They're tearing down the bridge. How are you going to get across from one side of Mulholland to the other side of Mulholland?
I have no idea. I hadn't heard that. I hadn't heard they're taking the bridge down.
I hadn't heard that either. That's like over by the big Jewish center that's on the other side of the 405 at Mulholland.
It's Screwball.
Screwball, or whatever it is. Yeah, right.
Screwball,
they call it. Yeah, I don't get what's going to happen. Again, My son, who's working up over the other side of the hill, said he was going to go.
So
up
he's actually
the,
working in the valley this
right.
This
yeah, weekend? And he has to go over this afternoon.
Does he want to rent a room? I've got a great price for him.
So here's another. Here's Ashton Kutcher, who is he has 7 million. 7 million followers on Twitter. Mm-hmm. 7 million.
Give or take.
So he's been asked to tweet, and here, see if you can find this. I'm looking at it now. Two, the number tweet, 405 FWI BTWN 10 and 101, closed July 16th, 17th. That's what he told his followers mm-hmm. on Twitter. And
so, you know how much money he probably got for that?
How much?
Oh, tons. They
really?
Pay big money for people with followers, yes.
Who pays the money? Where's the money come from?
Probably the city of Los Angeles.
Wow.
I would imagine.
Who wouldn't know, though, that this is going on? Everybody's talking about this.
I know.
All right, so how do you make something good out of this? Here's what's going on this weekend. The charter JetBlue, listen to this, is offering a fly over the 405 deal for $4. You can get on a flight from Burbank to Long Beach. And they're going to fly over. They're going to run these flights. They sent four extra planes into L.A. for the weekend, and they're flying them from Burbank to Long Beach and then back.
How long is that flight? It's got to be about 10 seconds.
It can't be more than 10 minutes. Up from Burbank, up over, you fly over. What kind of a nightmare might that be for traffic? But they obviously got permission to do it. So let's see here. The flyover 405 deal they have. For $150, travelers who are worried about Carmageddon can fly over the problem in the same helicopters that ferry celebrities around. So for $150, you can get on to the Burbank Airport, and you can get off at Santa Monica Airport. $150.
Pretty cool.
Huh?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, and let's see, what else are they doing? There's another outfit that's flying people back and forth from... wait a minute. This is neat. If you want to stay in Santa Monica, the Wilshire Restaurant in Santa Monica, $40.05 for dinner, a four-course meal.
That's a great deal.
Get it? $40. Actually, it should have been $40.50 for the 405. Anyway, but just celebrate. Stay home for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And
we'll
for
staycation.
Exactly. We'll take care of. There are T-shirts selling for $20. My gridlock is bigger than yours. let's see. Go to Carmageddon.com, Jennifer.
Okay.
Carmageddon, Carmageddon.com. It's become the clearinghouse for all of the information, all of the things that are going on, all of these silly things. There are big parties this weekend. They're expecting to have 60,000 to 80,000 people visit the Santa Monica Pier this weekend. People staying there instead of going up over the hill or going anyplace. Pretty much everybody is staying home, which isn't a bad deal. So, that's the story, Carmageddon. Now, other things that are going on this weekend, most of you know that the Harry Potter movie is coming out today. Our own Roberta Fasanelli has been in Florida all week.
She's
on the scene. She has that for us and lots of Freebie Friday deals coming up next. It's 16 past the hour on Good Day.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag. Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Stephen Good Day program. Usually Roberta Fasanelli is here. Jennifer Horn, Richie's not around, nor has Roberta been all week, but she is with us now. Aren't you still in Florida?
Yes, I'm still in Orlando.
That's what I thought.
Before LeakyCon, which is the International Harry Potter Convention.
Why do they call it LeakyCon?
Well, the Leaky Cauldron is a fixture. It's an inn in the Harry Potter movies. So
and
they kind of Leaky Cauldron, Leaky Con. Yeah. Well, there was a lot of Leaky last night. Let me tell you, they premiered the movie for us before anyone else, so I've already seen it.
Yeah, I am.
And it is spectacular.
In comparison to the other movies, the other Harry Potter movies, how is it?
Oh, wow. I saw it in IMAX 3D, and the effects, the storyline, the characterizations, I would say it's possibly the best of the bunch.
Really?
It is really spectacular. It's the only words that I can use for it.
Have been seven of these or eight? I forgot how many Harry Potter movies. It's seven, right?
There's seven books, and they split the last book into two movies. Because it was a huge book, and I guess they wanted to, do justice for the ending of the series, and they certainly did. They certainly did give it justice.
So the poll today at DougStephan.com, are you going to see the new Harry Potter movie this weekend? A, I already saw it at midnight. B, yes, I wouldn't miss it. C, I'd probably go if the lines aren't too long. D, I'm going to wait a couple of weeks. E, I'll wait for Netflix or HBO. F, I have no interest in Harry Potter. The crowds are large. Now, what has this event been like all week?
Well, there's 3,400 Potterheads, I'll call them here. And most of them, I'd say, are under the age of, I'd say, 30 or 35. Mm. A lot of people, most people in costumes, and, you go to
So you feel out of place being
myself.
As old as you are?
No, there's a lot of moms there.
Really?
A lot of moms, a couple of dads. Yeah, because if your kid's under 18, they have to be chaperoned.
I want you to stick around a little bit. Roberta Fasanelli is at the Harry Potter event in Orlando, 21 after on Good Day.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long. This offer ends tomorrow. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends tomorrow.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Dream. Until now. Thanks to Doug Steffen's Oddball Theory number 1084, it could become reality. Introducing Doug Steffen's Plan Wacko, the Worldwide Amateur Concert Kazoo Orchestra. Yes, for just one day, every person in the world will lay down their arms and put aside their differences. And for 1 hour, play kazoos for peace. Insane, you say? We don't think so. We dare you to play a kazoo and be angry at your neighbor. So sign up to be a wacko today and join the Worldwide Amateur Concert Kazoo Orchestra. Copyright 7 Multimedia 2007.
Having fun with Doug Steffen's Good Day.
From the Harry Potter series of movies. Okay, Roberta Fasanelli is here. She's been gone all week because she's been down in Florida the whole week devoted to the Harry Potter experience. So here's my question. The name, yes. What's the name of this new movie? What's it called?
It's Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Deathly Hallows.
Doesn't that sound spooky, Dougie?
Part 2, yeah. The first of those. So they had, as Roberta said, the last book divided into two parts.
Two movies, correct.
Right. So here's the 2020 inference question. How do you like that?
Okay.
Name, so there are six other books, in essence, and six other movies. Name one of them for a swell prize. 800, I wish I had tickets.
Tickets to give away would be fun. Yeah, too bad we don't have that.
You need one person to name all of them?
Yeah.
Michael?
Yeah.
All right, Michael says one person.
Even I could name one.
Name six. I couldn't. Jennifer, can you name one of the movies?
Probably not.
No. All right. So Roberta can name them all. Of course you can. We know that.
Well, I'm not a Potterhead, but I've been living with one, so
yeah,
certainly.
Your daughter, Victoria.
And by the way,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter is a Potterhead, too. She loves, and her husband loves this stuff. And the fellow who's the president of Heidelberg University, Rob Huntington, he and his family are absolute Potterheads. They've got all of the stuff in their house, books and all kinds of memorabilia. They've gone to a lot of these things. So there are people and families that get all hepped up. You said there are 3,400 of them down in Orlando this week.
3,400. Wow. Yes, 3,400. And it's kind of interesting because it has seminars all through the day.
Yeah.
I wrote down some of the titles of the seminars, things like, you know, the typical ones, books versus movies, and then Harry Potter and the Law. They have art sessions. They have the real science behind the invisibility cloak, the book industry on Harry Potter. They even had Harry Potter in the classroom, and this one absolutely amused me, creating a Hogwarts Bible school.
good.
But you think about, you know, there's a lot of people on the Christian right who think that Harry Potter is evil because it's magic and all that. So they actually have a seminar called Creating a Hogsworth Bible School. What was really, really cool, Doug, was Wednesday night.
That. Yes.
The Universal Studios, you know, they have a theme park called The Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Wednesday night, they opened it up to all of us after hours. So from 10 p.m. to 1:30 in the morning, we literally had the place to ourselves. They laid out this incredible buffet dinner with tables in the middle of the entire park. And we could go on the rides, no lines. We could linger in Hogwarts and take a look at all of the stuff as you go through the line. Dumbledore's office.
All right, so hold all of that. Hold that in reserve. Roberta's going to do her Freebie Friday Queen of Cheap routine, and then back to this, and we're going to get you to name all seven, or actually six of the books that's coming up on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Amazon is trying to push a voter initiative in California that would prevent the state from collecting sales tax on internet purchases. The company fears that California's new laws to collect internet retail tax will be adopted by other states. In other news, streaming music service Spotify officially launched in the United States. You can currently request an invitation for limited ad-supported streaming or pay for one of the monthly subscription plans. $4.99 a month gives you ad-free unlimited streaming, and $9.99 allows you to stream your playlists on mobile devices even when you're offline. And finally, the U.S. military announced that it would provide cyber protection for key institutions and utility companies. The National Security Agency will provide intelligence and help eliminate malicious threats. It's still uncertain how exactly the government plans on monitoring the networks. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Eric.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Roberta Fasanelli here with us. Nice to have Roberta back on the scene. She's actually not in her studio, but down in Florida where the Harry Potter event has taken place this week. She saw Harry Potter. I was reading one of the movies.
Harry Potter naked
previews.
On Broadway.
Yeah, she did see him
that's
naked.
That's right, I did. That's right,
yeah. I'm reading in the Washington Post a review of the movie, that biblical reference. It's the end of the saga. Part two of Deathly Hallows, final installment of the movie, yada, yada, yada. A lot of symbolism. There always has been a lot of symbolism in this. But this fellow says that this is the ultimate send-off. The movie embodies all of the elements that have made the franchise such a sturdy enterprise, from its cream-of-the-crop British cast to its lavish but unfussy illustration of a story that will always be captured best in readers' imaginations. And so, with that in mind, the titles of the book and the titles of the movie were the same, were they not, Roberta?
Yes, they were.
Okay. So here's the 2020 quiz question for all the marbles, or at least a Swell Doug Steffen prize. Name the, well, we've got one, two, three, four, we know Deathly Hallows is number seven. So six other titles. What are the other Harry Potter movies? The other Harry Potter books? What are they called? 800-510-8255. Take a shot at it. If you're an expert, all the better. I'll bet. I was mentioning Rob Huntington and his children. He's the president of Heidelberg University, my alma mater, and a big fan. Somebody like that would be the perfect person to call and answer this question.
Are you enticing him?
Well, I don't know whether he listens on the way to work, on his way to the college offices in Tiffin, if he's around. Maybe it would be as a challenge. I'll throw down.
He wants the free prize.
The gauntlet. Yeah, right. He's got plenty of Doug Steffen memorabilia. He doesn't need any more. 800-510-8255. Okay. So we want the six other titles and movies of Harry Potter. We have at DougSteffen.com today, Roberta. The video of the day has a refresher course on all of the previous movies. There are seven different excerpts from the other Harry Potter movies crammed into 7 minutes. So we have that. That's the video of the day today. The Harry Potter movies all crammed together in 7 minutes at DougSteffen.com. Check that puppy out. Plus our poll today asking whether or not you're going to see the Harry Potter movie. So Victoria, your daughter, was the one who enticed you to go. And were you happy now you've been there 4 or 5 days with the experience? Was it worth the time, a whole week of your life?
No, I tell you, absolutely. I think being able to see the movie last night in IMAX 3D, you know, before anyone else, and being able to see it with this crowd of real devotees was a very special experience. And also being able to walk around the Wizarding World of Harry Potter just totally unencumbered, no crowds, walk onto any ride, you know, really, really experience the whole, because it's made up as one of these towns in Harry Potter called Hogsmeade.
Yep.
And the attention to detail is extraordinary. Right. It truly is. So
right,
it was a treat to be able to do that.
All right, so you've had fun with this. Roberta's Freebie Friday deals from the Queen of Cheap in a moment. Let's get the answer, though, to the 2020 News Quiz. We'll see if we can find someone who has all... Oops, you know what I just did? Michael,
yeah, I hit the wrong button.
Yeah, I did hit the wrong button. So see if you can get Roberta back again. Christopher, down in...
Did you hang up on her?
I did, in fact.
Oops.
She'll tell me, I've been hung up by lots better people than you. You have her number, Michael? Or did she call us? Would you? Huh? All right, she'll call back.
I think it's her cell phone. It's 415.
Back.
All right, wait a minute. I'll put her over on the other side. All right, so, Roberta, I'm sorry about that. I know you've been hung up by better people than me. Hung up on by better people than me.
Oops.
Christopher down at Fort Bliss. Say hi to Roberta, Christopher.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Chris. Good morning.
All right, so you have the list of all of these. Christopher, tell us a little about you first. You're in Fort Bliss. Should I assume you're a soldier?
Yes, I am.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 38.
38. So how old were you when the first Harry Potter movie came out?
I don't remember when the movies came out.
You remember?
It was about 10 years ago. He was probably 27, 28.
We've watched Daniel Radcliffe grow up, in essence, on this.
Right.
On the screen. All right. So did you get onto this when they first came out? You've been a big fan all along, Christopher?
Yes. I read the first book, and then it just caught on real fast, and so I just kept. But like I said, I haven't even watched the movies yet because I was waiting. Last one came out before I even started to watch them.
Really? So you're going to get them all on DVD or something and watch them over a weekend?
But, yeah. Well, I mean, I have the first six. I'm just waiting on the DVD, and then
aren't you funny?
Going to watch them all.
Yeah.
I want to read the books first because I was so disappointed with Aragorn that I didn't want to.
Why were you disappointed in Aragorn?
Because the book was so good and the movie was just
bad.
Horrible.
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying. Yeah. All right. So we want you to bring us through the first six because we know what the seventh is named. What are the names, the titles of the other Harry Potter books?
The Sorcerer's Stone.
Right.
Chamber of Secrets.
Yep.
The Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yep.
The Goblet of Fire.
Mm-hmm.
The Half-Blood Prince. And the Order of the Phoenix.
There you go. And I don't know which came first, the Order of the Phoenix or Half-Blood Prince?
Oh, that I'm not real sure of.
I'm impressed. That's
More than impressed.
Order of Phoenix came first.
Order of Phoenix came first, Roberta says. All right, so the Sorcerer's Stone, Chamber of Secrets, Prisoner of Azkaban, Goblet of Fire, Order of the Phoenix, Half-Blood Prince. Were my daughter to be here, she'd have all of those cold as well. She's about the same age as you are, Christopher, and has loved, loved, loved this series. Something I remember when the books came out. She was, it was like midnight or something, and she was at the bookstore to buy a copy for her and for her husband, and they sat together for the whole weekend and read the books. Every time they came out. Is that your story?
No, not really, because a lot of times I was deployed. I had to get them when I got back.
Right. So did you bring any of the books? Were you in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Yeah, I've been to Iraq 3 times.
Have you? And so these books make for good time killers while you're over there whiling away, right, the time?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I think now a lot of your friends in uniform, they enjoy, they borrow the books from you?
Not really. I didn't really socialize too much with them. It was more of people outside of work that I associated with.
Mm-hmm. What do you do, by the way? What's your job?
I'm a cook.
Oh, yeah. And a good one, I'll bet, too, right? What sort of challenges did being a cook present? I had lunch. I was in Iraq for a week a year ago, April? Was it a year ago or 2 years?
It's been 2 years.
Has it been 2 years?
Years,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember going into the mess hall on the base there and eating what I thought was an amazingly large variety of food.
Yeah, they... You put out a lot.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, you're a good man, Christopher. Hold on just a second. We're going to get an address, send you something from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. Sorcerer's Stone, Chamber of Secrets, Prisoner of Azkaban, Goblet of Fire, Order of the Phoenix, Half-Blood Prince. Pretty interesting, Roberta, that he wants to wait until all of the movies, you know, he's read the books, all the movies have come out, and watch them all together. I think that's fascinating, frankly.
He's going to need like a whole weekend to do that.
Right, exactly. All right. Roberta Fasinelli and the Freebie Friday deals from the Queen of Cheap. That's up next. Jennifer's going to spend some time talking about television. We have the nighttime soap Dallas coming back. And Jennifer's got the info on that, plus a rehash of all of the Emmys, those nominations. That's coming up as well here on Good Day. It's 19 before the hour.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Andro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Andro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Andro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Andro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. The recently released Consumer Confidence Report on Drinking Water Safety and Quality provides information on your community's water supply. Tom Bersema with NSF explains.
Consumer confidence reports are issued annually before July 1st and provide consumers with detailed information regarding the source, quality, and treatment of their drinking water. They're distributed through local water utilities and can help you make informed decisions about your water quality needs.
NSF is a nonprofit public health and safety organization that develops nationally recognized standards for drinking water-related products and certifies products to those standards. Bersema adds,
although we don't make product recommendations, we have a free online list of tested and certified products. NSF can also answer questions regarding water quality and water filters for consumers choosing to treat their water.
For tips on improving the quality of your tap water, visit nsf.org.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Hi, big freebie Friday event. The queen of cheap always on Friday has a ton of things that are actually absolutely free. They're all listed in the queen of cheap box. You'll find it prominently located on the homepage at DougStephan.com. Speaking of prominence, Roberta back. Well, sort of back. She's in Florida, but she knows how important this Freebie Friday thing is. She is back with us. All right, so, Robertsky, what do we have?
Okay, we've got 250 free business cards from Vistaprint. All you have to pay is the shipping and handling, but that's just a couple of bucks. And these cards are great. I use them just for my own name and address and phone number. You know, when you meet somebody and they say, oh, give me your phone number, give me your name. This way you just give them a card, and it's kind of classy, and you don't have to write everything down, like fine pieces of, you know, paper and napkins and things and toilet paper to write your name on.
Yeah, inconvenient things like that.
Right. Shutterbug Photography Magazine, great new photography magazine. You can get a free one-year subscription. We got the link for you on DougStephan.com. Free Nivea body wash. This is a body wash sample. These are great for travel, along with the free Garnier Fructis anti-dandruff sample. I always get these samples. I put in, like, different addresses of, like, my parents' address and my friends and all that, so I get several samples.
You chiseling so-and-so.
And I use
so
it for travel.
So.
It's really great.
What a chiseler you are.
Yeah, of course. Free sub at Quiznos. It's their 30th anniversary. They're offering, they've got these four new printable coupons, including a free sub when you buy a sub. So it's a buy one, get one. So go with a friend or, you know, get two for yourself and eat one the next day. Starbucks has a free tall beverage when you buy a Via iced coffee. This expires on the 17th. So getting something free, from, as I call them, from Big Bucks Coffee is always a great thing to do. And also, if you're traveling, you can get a free travel pillow from Sleep Number. This is a fantastic deal. The Sleep Number system is a wonderful way to get a mattress and pillows and all that. And you can just take this coupon, go into a Sleep Number retail store, and get yourself a free travel pillow. So lots of stuff on the Queen of Cheap website at DougStephan.com. Just go and take a look at all this and get all the links.
All right, good job, Roberta. Not only with this, but also checking out the new movie, the Harry Potter movie poll is at DougStephan.com. Video of the day is all of the previous movies put together. We'll look forward to having you back with us live on Monday, Roberta.
I'll be there.
Thank you, my dear. 14 before the hour, Jennifer updates us on some of the hot television news. That's up next here on Good Day.
Do you crave eggs? I do.
Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the Incredible Edible Egg.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, 12 before the hour now. Jennifer Horn is here with the Nighttime Soap Dallas. That story in detail at DougStephan.com. As a matter of fact, you can catch a preview of it online right now at DougStephan.com. What's the story, Jen?
It looks great, and there's a lot of buzz surrounding this show. Larry Hagman's back, plus a new cast.
What cable channel is it going to be on?
It's TNT.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it was some flaco and nobody watched cable.
No, yeah, I think this is going to be a really big series for them. They've been doing some great TV shows. They've been doing Franklin and Bash, Rizzoli and Isle.
Right, USA and TNT have very good quality product. It's good. Yeah.
So definitely, I'm going to be checking it out this fall, so you can catch the preview at DougStephan.com.
Right. That's true.
And also, yesterday, the Emmy Award nominations came out, Dougie, and we went through some of them on the air, and we also have them posted up at DougStephan.com and the Facebook page. And we also have them on my Twitter feed, if you want to check that out, Jennifer. But there was a little fallout from the Emmys yesterday. Kurt Suter, who is the husband of Katie Sagal and also the creator of FX's Sons of Anarchy, blasted the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences yesterday for being ignored in all of the major primetime Emmy categories.
You're talking about Hell's, what's it called?
It's called Sons of Anarchy.
Right. It's actually, it's pretty gritty stuff.
It is. It's actually filmed in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, what a shock.
It tells you how gritty it is. Yeah. It's a tough kind of chick.
Yeah, but it is really, I've watched it four or five times. I thought it was, I find her appealing. Mm-hmm. I find some of the characters very interesting.
This series has gotten a lot of critical acclaim, but it was ignored by the Emmys. And so he went to Twitter and used every bad word in the book. I mean, he was just very profane. Mm. He mocked the Emmy voters. He called them out of touch. He said, best part of not getting an Emmy nod is now I don't have to pretend to give a blank about the profiteering blank bag Academy. Mm. Because, you know, if we were nominated, I'd be all humble and blowing smoke up there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If you catch my drift. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was going crazy on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's the big scoop. Now, if you're a Beatles fan, which I know you are, Martin Scorsese did a big documentary on George Harrison, and he set the date. It will now air on HBO on October 5th and 6th, if you want to check that out. Well, it looks at his life. And
Interesting thing for Scorsese to be doing.
Yeah.
Given when his track record is. All right, Jennifer Horn, Doug Stephan, thank you. 51 past the hour, Jen.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Parsons is the editor and publisher of BestFares.com, is here. His special place at DougStefan.com. Look for his picture in the contributors box. You can click onto that and go into the special place where he has deals that he's created for those of you who listen to the Doug Stefan Good Day program. I find it interesting that JetBlue has taken a position. They sent 4 planes to Long Beach so they could use them to fly back and forth between Burbank and Long Beach for $4 over this weekend. That's a great PR stunt. Interesting. People want to watch that. So how will that be a busy thing? Do you think they'll be taken up on their offer to do that? People probably find this a lot of fun.
It's already sold out.
Is it sold out? No kidding. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but think about it. There's a lot of folks in America who have never been on an airplane still.
Yep. Right.
And for maybe a one-way ticket, I mean, when you look at Long Beach to Burbank, you can just have one family member drive, drop you off at Long Beach and then head
pick
to Burbank.
Yeah.
And by the time you get to Burbank, the plane's landing.
Yeah.
And you do it vice versa.
Yeah. I want to pay tribute to somebody at AirTran. Rich McFadden's dad passed away, and so I decided I'd come down and go to the service today, but I wasn't going to pay hundreds of dollars. Not that I wouldn't have, but I didn't want to. I had an AirTran coupon, which I found out when I called on Tuesday had expired. And I probably would have taken the fact that it expired, except that the guy who answered the phone was a jerk. He was just a jerk, 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 jerk. And so I looked at the note, and there was another number for the AirTran headquarters in Orlando. So I called the number and I talked to somebody who was exactly the opposite. I really didn't call them expecting to get anything. I just called them to say, I am like this. When somebody gives me bad service, I'm happy to tell the story on the air and happy to go to the source and tell people that you've got a jerk working for you. Well, the guy says there's a lot of insecurity, that people who are at AirTran are worried whether they're going to have a job when Southwest takes them over. And I said to the guy, his name was Eddie, I said, you know what? I don't care. That's not my problem. That's your problem. You want to run the airline. Somebody from either Southwest or AirTran needs to be monitoring these people. This guy was a jerk. So he apologized profusely, and he said, what are you trying to do? And I told him I needed a flight to Washington and yada, yada. And in 4 minutes, he fixed me up, got a free trip, end of story. So it just goes to show you how badly managed people are. These companies are so big, Tom, that they can't manage their people. And what happens to you is determined by whether you're lucky enough to find somebody good like this kid, Eddie, or the jerk named Jim who told me to get lost.
I think you'll find those changes because, remember, Southwest was taking these guys over. They have probably the highest-rated customer service.
Yeah, but the people who are working for AirTran don't know. The guy who was in the office, the headquarters, said nobody knows what's going to happen. We haven't had any communication, so people are wondering whether they're going to have the job. So they may say that, but they ought to be taking care of the people who are going to stay there so they don't turn off their customers.
Yeah, I mean, there might be some. Southwest has never laid a person off. Did you know that?
Yeah, I do remember you told us that. Yeah, right.
And I think they're going to be very careful what they do. I mean, they closed down some airports and people can't relocate.
Yeah, but, you know, that's another thing. One of the things AirTran is known for is servicing markets like Akron, Grand Rapids, where they obviously have enough business, and supposedly Southwest is looking at closing those. I mean, Akron would go out of business. That's the biggest airline in and out of there. They haul a lot of people in and out of there, and they do a good job. Why would they close?
I'm not sure. I don't think they're going to shut down Akron the way I look. I mean,
really?
They just added Akron-Milwaukee service to the route system.
Really? Okay.
But we do see, you know, Milwaukee to St. Louis service being canceled. And
why?
So I think
Southwest does it already.
So Southwest flies the same route.
Oh, well, you got to cancel. I mean, that's foolish. You wouldn't have them both doing the same thing for sure. Yeah.
We'll have to see. But I promise you, I think Southwest will. They're going to try to treat AirTran just like one of their own.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And they're doing it now. Now, the other thing that we're seeing, too, I was in Prague this week.
Yeah?
I recommend that city. Have you ever been to Prague?
No, but I've been told it's beautiful.
You need to go to that
Fascinating,
city.
Yeah.
You will definitely love this city.
Have you got a deal for Doug Steffen listeners? What about a deal?
Actually, starting August 1st, it goes on sale. It drops by $300 to $400.
Yeah.
And the weather was
Let's
just
go,
great.
Let's go, Dougie. Come
on. The city was great.
Yeah, that's good.
Yuck so much.
I think most of the city's going to be in the $800, $900 range.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for August travel and through probably September and October. It could still come down a little bit more in September and October. The other destination, I'm in Amsterdam today. This is a completely different city.
Yeah.
So
got a great connection.
Magic Jack.
It sounds terrific. Better than you usually do. Magic Jack.
I
got to find out about that. People have talked to me about that. And see how it works. All right, Tom Parsons from bestfares.com with a good deal.